This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. Today we're talking about how we could brand Malaysia for tourists. We're talking about this because we've seen a drop in tourist arrivals last year, and we're looking at ways in which we can, I don't know, rebrand, get people reinvigorated about coming to visit us here. Mm-hmm. We've had some suggestions, we've had some tweets, we've got some WhatsApp. Arv, take it away on the WhatsApp, see what we got.
Yeah, Maggie Best says, our traffic jams would be a good, in air quotes, good welcome touchdown after at the airport. I would feel silly sitting in a hop-on bus which takes 20 minutes to move from Yau Chuan to KLCC.
Good point.
Yeah, but I would argue that in Asia, I think Malaysia has one of the better traffic conditions. That doesn't mean that our traffic is good. Mm. It just means that we are better than most of the countries in Asia. I mean, you compare to like Bangkok, you compare to
Jakarta,
Manila, India. Mm. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we are okay. Good. Okay.
That's like saying we're the best of a bad bunch.
Yeah.
I suppose, but we don't want to be saying that, do we?
Mm-hmm. It's still better than nothing.
Come visit our huge car parks.
It's just expensive to travel in Malaysia if you don't have a car. It's still pretty much expensive.
You know what? I've done the calculations on me coming to work. It's actually cheaper for me to get ride hailing than it is to get a car. Long term. Done.
Long term, yeah.
Speaking about our final story is about Fortnite. So they've done a survey to see exactly at what age kids should start playing Fortnite, because they're saying that it's become one of the biggest pain points in terms of media and tech for kids today. It's become a competitor for streaming services, for other media companies, for video games, even for sports, because it gets kids addicted. So they say that parents are worried because kids are exposed to violence, they're exposed to strangers. Not everyone who plays Fortnite is below the age of 12 or is a teenager. Some adults also play the game. Some might have like malicious intention. And also kids are exposed to spending their V-Bucks or virtual currency when buying cosmetic skins or dances for all the characters in the game, right? So Fortnite also can be played on smartphones, on tablets, PCs, Macs, video game consoles. It's also free, so that makes it like super accessible. They've made, I think, 1.7 billion, something like that in revenue by being a free game. So what they did was an online poll from SurveyMonkey and Common Sense Media. They sort of did a survey to see what parents think, at what age should their kids start playing Fortnite. 10% of parents chose 8 as the age kids should be allowed to play, 16% listed 10, 15% picked 12, and 11, 13. 8% recommended 18 or older. So they think that kids shouldn't be playing Fortnite at all.
Which is interesting, because a friend of mine just yesterday posted on his Facebook timeline about how he thought it was inappropriate that the figures Fortnite are now selling are aimed at kids of 8 years old and older.
Yeah, even the game is what? It's teen. Given the T rating, I think. So it's like anyone 12 and above. So it's not exactly a mature game. It doesn't have the M. And even the designs, the colors, the way it's built is like a cartoon. So it looks like something that kids would play. The interesting thing from this study is that some of the parents also say that there are positive sides to Fortnite, because they say that it gives kids a platform to socialize with friends, and Fortnite can also help them build teamwork skills. So it's not all bad. Some people have also argued that if you take away Fortnite, then it takes away a platform for these kids to socialize with friends, and they might get into unhealthier behavior.
Right.
So Fortnite, they say, with control, if you give kids enough control on Fortnite, it's pretty harmless. It's okay. Because most of them don't actually go there just to violently kill other players in the game. They go there, quote unquote, to socialize.
Have you played Fortnite and been screamed at by an 11-year-old kid? It's terrifying, let me tell you.
Yeah, it turns me off immediately. I'm switching my console.
I guess like 11-year-olds being shouted at by other 11-year-olds, that is socializing for them, so they are happy. You don't want to be shouted at by like a 12-year-old. They also say that so it's important to establish boundaries. They say the most important thing for a parent is to take the time to understand the game and the impact it has on the child. Maybe let your kids play on weekends or only after they finish homework. That's not going to work.
Find a way.
I don't know which era they're living in. And it suggests that you can start your kids out on a Fortnite trial, so to see how they respond to the game. Because a lot of parents have come out and said that they found like $1,000 bills on their credit cards of them buying these, using their V-Bucks in the game itself. But it's interesting to see how they've sort of like graded this. I think most parents think that anyone above the age of 12 to about 16, 12 to 18, that's the safe zone.
I would agree with that. I think anybody below that age...
Above 12.
Way too young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ladies and gents, we have come to the end of the show, unfortunately. Our topic of discussion today, of course, was all about Malaysian tourism and how we can brand Malaysia as a tourism spot to help boost the number of visitors. That's the story we started off. Jeff, where did you get that story from?
Well, it's from the Washington... sorry, it was the Washington Post. It was the other story. This was actually just something that came up from the Star. I think Mata just announced it a few hours ago or earlier yesterday. We were talking about there is a dip and they're looking at how they can do Visit Malaysia year 2020. That already efforts on the way by the public and private sector.
So we've got Malaysia, Jom. We've also got Malaysia, Kamla.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Story number two, millions of Ugandans quit the internet after the introduction of a social media tax.
And then, of course, the Pentagon, that came from the Washington Post, that Pentagon wants to now track you by using your smartphones on the way you walk.
Yeah, then we finished with when should kids start playing Fortnite?
Okay, ladies and gents, don't go anywhere. Coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it's the Breakfast Grill replay. Is Penang becoming a victim of its own success as it grapples now with issues of overdevelopment and concerns over environmental conversation? The Breakfast Grill spoke with Chief Minister Chow Kon Yeo on his strategic direction for the state and the viability of Penang Vision 2030. That's all coming up after the news. If you've missed any part of this show, don't forget, you can download the podcast. They will be available very shortly via our app or on Spotify. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow at noon for Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.